Searle went back inside, glad to get his breathe mask off. He got some Kerbango to soothe his nerves. He reviewed this strange scene. It was Staffer. That was the one who was going to mess this plan up. Searle would take care of the animal. He hadn't told Kerr he also intended to have Snith and a squad on the platform armed with poisoned arrows, or that he had a beautiful beryllium box to hand Staffer. The box would destroy all the evidence, the contract copies, everything. And Kerr, too. He would have a hostage to handle the animal. He felt quite satisfied about everything until 3 nights later when he noticed there were no guards in view. He went out, and there they were, sprawled around the morgue, dead drunk. It was obvious that Snith had used the information just to get a commission in whiskey. Well, he could handle Snith when the time came. The one to keep an eye on was this Staffer. His suspicions were right. It was Staffer that was plotting, plotting, plotting. Sneaky rat. It was plain he would try to steal this money back. Warned, Searle was confident he could outsmart them all. He went in and checked the money coffins, sealed them, marked them radiation killed, so nobody on Cyclo would want to open them, and put his private X on the bottom of each one. He would be a wealthy tycoon on Cyclo. He spread his bedding out on top of the coffins and slept a beautiful sleep with beautiful dreams, where royalty bowed when they met the great Searle on the street, and all evidence and this planet would have been totally destroyed behind him.
End of CD 30.